Father, the Father, and the Father, and the Holy Spirit. Don't you know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit? Now, Jehovah's Witnesses are going around telling people this, that the Holy Spirit is not in anybody. It's a vital force of us. That's what they're saying. Try reading Ezekiel 36. 24 to 25. I think there's a reason like that. Now, I'll hasten on. But I have to lay this foundation so you can see what I'm talking about. And we're going to cover some ground tonight. See, but ain't no need of us rushing off here and have you all in the dark. See?
A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you.
Oh, no, Doc, that can't be right. It's a Bible for my mom. Now, you just got done reading over here in 1 Corinthians 6:19, and say that's right. You see what I'm talking about? Don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and now you're a man, they say it's not the Bible for the mom, and the Holy Spirit's not in anybody. That's a new covenant. Bring that again, Doc.
A new heart also will I give you.
A new heart. Let's read the verse of it.
Then will I sprinkle clean
water. Then will I sprinkle contaminated water. Contaminated water. All right, read it on.
And ye shall be clean.
And you shall be clean.
From all your filthiness.
All your filthiness. I would have you go over there and read those John. But I don't have time. But it's just one that I watch besides the speaking that gets clean. Not all the clean things. And a lot of people, they don't even know why they're walking. They don't know that we're supposed to go home. We're going to get straightened out tonight. And a new spirit will I put
within you.
Now, you said he was going to put within. Now, here's another step up. Great Jehovah's Witnesses. One of them demonic spirits incarnated in a physical body that was passed out of heaven. Still, this is not here in this body for the one, and now, because now we're alive. He said he was going to put within you.
That's right.
Now, that's Ezekiel. Now try Isaiah, he was the best. Or Jeremiah, 31. That's the new covenant.
Behold, the days come, saith Yahweh.
Now, who did you say that?
Saith Yahweh.
I don't know why. But folks, this is what we had a whole lot of. But don't, that's the kind of thing that we they've heard before our name say that man is Savior. They talk about me. They call them the founder of the school. See? And seeing him murdered. See? They go out there and say that man is Savior. But you tell them like this. Read it again.
Behold, the days come, saith Yahweh.
Now, who heard who said that?
All right, read on. That I will make a new covenant.
That I will make a new covenant.
With the house of Israel.
With the house of Israel.
And with the house of Judah.
And with the house of Judah.
Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers.
Look, we ain't got that learned yet. See? We ain't got it learned yet. We'll prove to you before it's over. See? And in that chapter. So you don't wind up. All twisted up. Yeah, I was making a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah.
What? Not according
to... Now, who's not going to make it?
According to the covenant that I made with their fathers.
Now, here's the logic. He's going to say, go to sleep now. Because I'm trying hard. Now, Yahweh said, the day comes, and he said, that I will make a new covenant. I took them by the hand to bring them up out of the land of Egypt. Come on up in there. Now, this is the old covenant in his taking with this. Sir, now are you all Methodists? Now, under this old covenant, Moses ain't calling Hebrew. Now, we're just getting close now.
That's not you. When we were
But I'm just showing them how the devil does. Take this thing he does, you see. And listen, folks, I want to tell you this. Dr. Knowles and Dr. Ashby helped me lie about this. I could have been a millionaire several times if I'd been in
California.
And before I could come to you, Now look, Don't you know that your body is the temple or the tabernacle of the Holy Spirit? Moses took them 10 commandments and made them in the ark of the covenant. In this tabernacle, which is a figure of your body, which means you're laying your right in your heart and in your mind. We're in now. All right, Leon, that's it.
I will put my law in their inward part.
I'll put my law in their inward part.
And write it in their
mind. Now, that's what he said he was going to do. You see? All right, now, we'll go all over to the third chapter of 2 Corinthians. And let's see what that's for. Remember now, folks, I'm reading out of the
We begin again to commend ourselves.
Or is it necessary? Is it necessary to commend ourselves to you? Or need we as some others?
Epistles of commendation.
Matthew gives you an account. Luke gives a phrase.
new and born under the law.
Mm-hmm. You understand that? Did you see what's in that book?
Okay. Well, now you were thinking it in trouble here. Now he's born under the law. He was, look, you see, we can take a step at a time.
Right.
And that's to say, he was conceived. And now,
right.
He was born in such a man as he is. And 8 days after birth, he was carried up to the temple in Jerusalem. Okay? And his birth and his Messiahship was acknowledged by him.
Right.
He sent himself, because it has been revealed to him that he would not die until he had seen the pledge of the birth. And when he was carried up at 8 days old, that's what the law called for.
Right.
When he was 8 days old, he was carried up at and then look at him in the ship. Now let us bow thy servant departing, for mine eyes have seen the glory of God. Isn't that right? But he never knows. Take his little out. Now he's born in the Lord. It's a good thing to never done the Lord. Now folks, now here's where he's in the book. Now some of you get that fly. The fly is going in the Bible. It shows how the devil has food. Then, get up from there and take a walk. Go on back down, I said. Somebody else walk down. Okay. Come on, man. Just receive it.
All right. Well, where
must also of a necessity be the death of the church.
He has to die. Before the New Testament can come up, it can't say he walking around here with a drum stand.
Like that.
I'll tell you this, Freddy, it can't come up before time he's on earth. He's got to go to heaven.
That's why I told the spirit on the 6th day of heaven. Anything to take the first. That's the chapter of Acts of the Apostles. How about that? You see what I'm talking about? Now that's when the New Testament come, or the New Covenant come on. Okay.
Now why do you understand me?
Somebody said, well, Jesus was baptized out there in the village. But if he was done that way, it was done to me. He was taking time to do it afterwards. How about that? Good. And say, by the way, he was crucified too. How about that? Is that good enough for you? Now I preach the gospel. And if I was walk out of here tonight and was crucified right out there in the middle of the Grand Avenue, hung up on the spot, just in another dead Negro. God sacrificed was offered once and then for all. That's the end of all sacrifices. We'll do a finish. You see what I'm talking about? As Paul put in the first chapter of Christians, was Paul crucified for you? Was Peter crucified for you? No, that ain't no good. Okay?
Why, Testament is of course after men are dead.
Now you see that Testament is of course after
men are dead.
Or the New Testament comes of a course after
his death, birth, and resurrection. After.
You bought me. You don't say. Well, now let's see what else
we get into.
Now you got that straight. You got it straight now. You see, it comes to the force of effect. That's a man of faith. Is that right?
Right.
Listen, if your father, your parents had some property, and, or it's been running, or something, but some person from home, see, and they willed it to you, that you couldn't get a dime worth of it, no, nothing. And so that's what they were. So that way you know, take it off. You wouldn't pay me money. You wouldn't be here. You let me live. Now, wait. Now, everybody's going to be in trouble.
Everybody's going to be in trouble.
Matthew.
3:14 and 15,
pay attention.
Then
cometh Yahshua from Galilee.
Jordan unto John to be baptized. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized with thee.
And cometh thou from me. Now, don't forget now. This is under the law. He's born under the law. All right, now watch. Listen.
And Yahshua answering said unto him, permit it to be so now. For thus it becometh us.
To
fulfill.
Show me the way. Yeah. Thank you.